The Democratic U.S. senator and his Republican rival businessman go head-to-head in their first debate in one of the more pivotal races in a narrowly divided Senate. Takes place in Harrisburg at 8 o'clock tonight. We just carry their hour-long exchanges live. KYW's Nigel Thompson following what they had to say in that Harrisburg debate here on News Radio. Nigel.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, the candidates tackled a myriad of topics in what was a speedy hour-long debate. The economy was a big topic tonight, but so is immigration, support for Israel in its various conflicts, abortion, the filibuster in the Senate, and energy. Casey, on the economy, spoke of shrinkflation, something he ties to corporations driving prices up.
But when they take a product, shrink the contents of the product or the what's in a bag and don't shrink the price, that's deceptive. That's ripping people off. People know this, Dennis. They go to the grocery store and they see it.
He also attacked McCormick for his support of former President Donald Trump's 2017 tax cut, which McCormick wants to extend. McCormick expanded on what he would include in that tax cut.
I would also, in that extension, want to add additional dollars for a child tax credit. I'd want to add money for fertility tax credit, IVF tax credit, which I proposed. But yes, I would extend those tax cuts, and the corporate tax cuts are necessary to ensure that America continues to be competitive. Bob Casey doesn't understand how the economy works. That's why he's trying to do all this economic voodoo stuff with price controls.
And they also talked abortion, with both attacking each other for flipping positions on the issue. Casey called out McCormick for what he said, for saying he was happy when Roe v. Wade was overturned, but McCormick said it is a state issue.
The voters in these different states have to decide what's best for them. They have different preferences, different desires. So that's why I say states' rights.
He also said he supported tax breaks for IVF treatment and contraception and wouldn't back a national abortion ban, going behind President Donald Trump in that. Casey, who was once a pro-life Democrat, affirmed his support of what was overturned by the Supreme Court, that being Roe v. Wade.
I support Roe v. Wade, and Roe v. Wade was the consensus across the country. It would allow reasonable restrictions. That's what I support.
And Steve, throughout the night, a lot of the same lines of attacks we've seen on the campaign trail were on display. McCormick tried to frame Casey as a career politician that was weak, especially when standing up to his party. And Casey tried to paint McCormick as just another rich guy vying for office. A lot more to cover tonight, though.
Nigel Thompson covering that for us. Thanks. And they'll have another go round, a second debate set for here in Philadelphia on October 15th.